UST. Together, we build for boundless impact.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. Columbia University is moving to hybrid classes for the rest of the semester as protests over the Israel-Hamas war intensified on campus and at universities around the country. The university said students could choose to attend classes in person or online starting next week. The demonstrations at schools including the University of California, Berkeley, Harvard University, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the University of Michigan, New York University, and Tufts University are the biggest escalation to date of campus tensions over the war that began last fall. A Moscow court rejected an appeal by Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich against his detention today, meaning the U.S. citizen, who has been awaiting trial for over a year, will remain behind bars until at least June 30th. Gershkovich is being held on an allegation of espionage that he, the journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. The State Department has declared him wrongfully detained. The designation commits the government to work for his release. Russian investigators haven't publicly presented evidence to support their allegation against Gershkovich. Russian officials have said Moscow is acting in accordance with its laws. And General Motors has lifted its profit outlook for the year after reporting a 24% rise in first quarter profit to nearly $3 billion today. The Detroit-based automaker is leaning into strong demand for gas-powered trucks and sport utility vehicles, while trimming investment in future bets such as robo-taxis. That focus on the core combustion engine portfolio, which delivers nearly all of its revenue and profit, is a reversal from earlier in the decade when investors bid up the company's shares on enthusiasm around its electric vehicle investments. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.